Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue our journey through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing prayerful words. I suspect that when you hear that, one of the first things that comes to mind is praying. That's a good thing to come to mind when you hear somebody talk about using prayerful words. And I do want to talk a little bit about that. Our life ought to be filled with conversation with God. A prayer life that is vibrant and active because we're constantly in communication with God. But the heart of choosing prayerful words in the context of this devotional is really about the way we interact with one another. It's using prayerful words in our conversations with people, in the things that we post on our social media accounts, the things we share, the things we comment on. How often do we pray before we speak, before we type, before we share, before we hit send? You see, God's desire is that our words would honor Christ. They would reflect His nature to the people around us. But how can they do that if we don't know His words? If we don't get guidance and direction from Him on how we ought to speak and when we ought to speak. Sometimes using prayerful words is actually sounds a lot like silence. It's knowing the difference between our words and the words that honor Christ. This morning, I read a Bible story for children, which I try to do on Saturdays and Sundays. And the story wrapped around the denial of Jesus by Peter as Jesus is on trial. But in the midst of that story were pieces of the trial itself when Jesus would remain silent. Now, I can assure you that Jesus had a lot of words at His disposal. A lot of words that would fit many of the topics we've talked about already in Watch Your Mouth. He had truthful words. He had honest words. He had words that could bring peace and healing. And yet, because He had prayerful words, He had words guided by His Father, there were many times that He knew it was a time to be silent, that the words that He could use would not be productive. And so the prayerful words were seemingly few and far between in that setting. I think one of the greatest things that Christians in today's generation, today's culture, can do is to pray. Especially as you're scrolling through your Facebook and Twitter and social media feeds and whatever platforms that you choose to use. There are things that I can guarantee you that grab your attention and you feel that require and almost demand a response. I say that because there are things like that for me. That I read something that someone posts or something that they share, and my immediate sense is I need to set them straight. Or I need to congratulate them and let them know I agree with them 100%. But if you spent much time at all on social media, I hope that you figured out by now that that really doesn't help. And so instead of giving that response, whether it's positive or negative, talk with God. I suspect that if you're honestly talking with God, you're listening, you're seeking His will, you're spending time in His Word, a vast majority of those times where your flesh wants to respond, God doesn't want you to. I can't tell you that for certain, but that's the concept behind using prayerful words, is that you're talking with Him about it. You're not listening to me about it. I don't want to be your social media filter. I want your relationship with Jesus to be your social media filter. I want you to consider how He is represented. And you do that by choosing prayerful words. Words which are bathed in prayer, words which come out of a conversation with God. Today, as you pray, I would ask that you spend time asking God to fill you with a desire to seek Him in your words of all kinds. Your spoken words, your posted words, your shared words. To ask Him to be your filter. To ask Him to put a pause in your life so that you can pray, you can listen, you can look to His Word. Today, as we wrap up a week, we wrap up a week that our prayer focus for the week has been on God's faithfulness. And I think as you choose prayerful words, you'll discover in a greater way the faithfulness of God to lead and direct and respond. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us and desires that we would live and walk and breathe in communication with You. Father, help us to choose prayerful words, that we're spending time in prayer that's not just voicing our thoughts to You, but it's listening, it's digesting Your Word, it's understanding Your very heart, Your very nature. Father, today may our words be prayerful words. Not just because we're spending time praying, although help us to do that and to remember that our words to You would be prayerful words, but out of our prayer time, our words to others would be guided by our relationship with Jesus. That people would know there's something different about us. That we would have the opportunity to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us. Father, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, our churches. I pray that they would see us and catch us using prayerful words. That our example in our actions, but also in our teaching, would guide them into seeking You for all of their responses. Father, as we prepare today for gathering to worship tomorrow, whatever that looks like, may our time with You, may our time with others be filled with worship of who You are so that whenever we gather and however we gather, the worship is genuine and pleasing to you. Father, I continue to pray for our nation that I live in, for the world that we live in. I pray that the divisiveness, the rhetoric that gets blasted around us through all kinds of media sources would not damage the children that are being bombarded with it. That we and you would provide a shield over them. That we would not get so caught up in the arguments of the day that our children suffer because of it. May our prayerful words not only include those that we speak to you and those that we speak and share with others, but may they include those that we are willing to listen to. And Father, if there's sources that we need to filter out of our life because the words that are being shared and used are not prayerful words, and help us to have the wisdom and courage to unfollow that page or that source, or to find better ways of getting information and news. Father, today, may our life honor Jesus. May the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we listen to, be things that we would do, say, and listen to if He was physically walking side by side with us. And may we be so aware of His presence that we know that He's walking side by side with us. God, I pray that You would bring a healing to our nation, to our land, to our communities. I pray that Your Spirit would work in a mighty way through those who have called upon Your name. And I pray that that mighty way would be directed by the prayerful words that we listen to and the prayerful words that we use. And as we do so, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Just a heads up, I'm not sure what tomorrow morning's devotion will look like. I have the opportunity to preach a sermon at Deer Run, A Living Faith. And the preparations for that, along with the my circumstances, you probably can tell from the background that I'm on the road. Just a quick getaway to celebrate the 39th anniversary of my wife and I's wedding, and which was this past week. The anniversary was, the wedding was 39 years ago. And so that may change up our schedule for the broadcast tomorrow, but we'll see what God does. I do pray that your life reflects Jesus today as you choose prayerful words. Have a great day.